number six.
Low threat and general discharge cases.
Right.
There are no presentations planned for these items. If the board members have any questions, staff is here to answer them. There, I will mention one item. It's Christopher Ranch. You may have seen articles in the newspaper about a spill that occurred there in February. And it was a spill to Uvas Creek, I think it's pronounced, and it did cause a fish kill, and staff referred the case to Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office and recommended enforcement.
Okay, only question I had was on the very first item, the Charles River Laboratories. And when I was reading this, I was just curious how close any surface or groundwater is to the proposed septic and leach field disposal system. Usually we get some kind of information from staff about that.
Cecile DiMartini, thank you for asking that. That wasn't put in the summary, but they are actually more than 100 feet from any domestic water well or surface water body.
And are there any special treatment requirements when you're dealing with animal waste as opposed to human waste for septic tank discharge?
None that they discussed or that staff would be aware of. So they've characterized their waste as typical to human waste as far as BOD loading. But there wouldn't be any other kind of pathogens.
Okay. Would they be using anything else in their biomedical research that may be discharged into the septic tank system, or is the biomedical waste taken care of differently?
When staff asked, there was no other chemistry besides what was listed that would be going down the drain.
Okay.
Thank you. Good question.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, why she's still there?
Yes.
I just have the question. Has the permits been issued to California Water Service for the three wells?
I believe in this, for this staff, for this board meeting, Cal Waters has been enrolled in the low-threat permit for the well 64, 67, and 69, yes. There are others that are coming in the following board meeting.
Yeah, but those three are critical for the city of Salinas at this particular time, and they have...
Yes, they've received an enrollment letter and are prepared to get started.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions by the board on this item? Okay, seeing none, why don't we move